课堂听 class.com
Exercise 2-2-E Questions 1 through 5 Listen to a talk in an art class. The instructor is talking about pigments.
Whether you're working with oil, tempera, or watercolor, it's the pigment that gives the paint its color. A pigment can either be mixed with another material or applied over its surface in a thin layer. When a pigment is mixed or ground in a liquid vehicle to form paint,It does not dissolve, but remains suspended in the liquid. A paint pigment should be a smooth, finely divided powder. It should withstand the action of sunlight without changing color. A pigment should not exert a harmful chemical reaction upon the medium or upon other color pigments it is mixed with. Generally, pigments are classified according to their origin, either natural or synthetic.Natural inorganic pigments, also known as mineral pigments, include the native earths, such as ochre, yellow iron oxide, and raw umber, brown iron oxide. Natural organic pigments come from vegetable and animal sources. Some examples are indigo from the indigo plant, and Tyrian purple, the imperial purple the Romans prepared from a shellfish native to the Mediterranean.Today, many pigments are synthetic varieties of traditional inorganic and organic pigments. Synthetic organic pigments provide colors of unmatched intensity and tinting strength. The synthetic counterparts of the yellow and red earths are more brilliant, and if well prepared, are superior in all other respects to the native products. Inorganic synthetic colors made with the aid of strong heat are generally the most permanent for all uses.In contrast, pigments from natural sources are less permanent than the average synthetic color.
Number 1. What is a pigment? Number 2. According to the instructor, what characteristic should a pigment have?Number 3. How are pigments generally classified? Number 4. Which natural pigment did the Romans obtain from a shellfish?Number 5. According to the instructor, why are synthetic pigments superior to natural pigments? Questions 6 through 10. Listen to part of a lecture in a geology class. The professor is talking about volcanoes.
A volcano is a vent in the earth which erupts when hot liquefied rock or magma moves to the earth's surface, pouring out as lava. The lava may flow out as a liquid, or it may explode from the vent as solid or liquid particles accompanied by superheated gases. Ash and cinders form a cone around the vent. There are several types of volcanoes.The most fluid magmas erupt quietly and flow from the vent to form gently sloping shield volcanoes. The name shield volcano comes from their resemblance to the shields of early Germanic warriors. The lava flows from shield volcanoes are usually only 1 to 10 meters thick, but may extend for great distances from the vent. The volcanoes of Hawaii and Iceland are typical volcanoes of this type.Cinder cone volcanoes are formed when magmas with high gas contents and high viscosity are blown high into the air during an eruption. The magma falls as volcanic bombs, which accumulate around the vent and form steep-sided cones. Calderas, large basin-like depressions are formed when a violent eruption blows the top off of an existing cone or when the center of a volcano collapses. One famous caldera covers much of Yellowstone National Park. 600,000 years ago, there was a huge volcanic explosion which devastated the landscape. At the center, there remained only a smoldering caldera, a collapsed crater more than 40 miles wide. Yellowstone's famous geysers and hot springs lie within this giant basin.
Number 6. What aspect of volcanoes does the professor mainly discuss? Number 7. Identify the types of substances that erupt from volcanoes. Number 8. Select the picture that is most like a shield volcano. Number 9. Select the picture that is most like a caldera. Number 10. Which type of volcano is associated with the geysers in Yellowstone National Park?